patterns that describe the beliefs and behavior of conservatives and progressives are incredibly solid, predictable things. And I'm trying to figure out how to explain this chart I've created to you in a pretty clear way. Let's see. So we have issues here. Religion, war, sex and gender roles, culture, authority, wealth, and poverty. And let me run you through the conservative and the progressive opinion of each, the way they react to it, their general style and approach. Religion. Conservatives are official, formal, accepted, orthodox versions of the religion. Progressives are questioning, searching, modifying. On the subject of military action, war, conservatives, assertive, defensive, wary, loyal. And what are progressives? Conciliatory, cooperative, interested in diplomatic solutions where possible. How about sex and gender? Now, get out in front of me on this for a minute and picture these. When I bring up the topic, you don't tell me because I'm not going to hear you. You tell yourself what's expected to come next. Sex and gender. Conservative side is limited, authorized, familiar. The progressive side is flexible and sympathetic. Okay, culture. Conservative side, legalistic, sentimental, discriminating. Progressive side, curious, tolerant, adapting. All right, what's the opinion toward authority, toward strong authority? On the conservative side, yes, strength, order, dominant alpha. And on the progressive side, egalitarian, fairness, and sort of a spread of authority. All right, subject of wealth and poverty. What are the conservatives going to do? They're going to support the rich against the poor. What are the progressives going to do? They're going to support the poor against the rich.